Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Glad you're part of my day. Thanks for being here. We got a outstanding rest of the program lined up for you, including our good friend Sam Norwood, who's with us right now. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy that surveys business managers across the country every month to see what they say about the economy, how the economy is going, how it is impacting their business as they manage businesses just like you and me. And Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. Great to be back, I'd say, with the qualification that the news is not wonderful.
Well, Sam, I was just going to say, Sam. You know, enough with the red arrow, Sam.
Exactly. You remember way back when I don't recall whose presidency it was, but they said, stop using this word recession because, it was, you know, we can talk ourselves into it.
Yeah.
And so in congressional
it was Reagan. And David Stockton was his Treasury Secretary or advisor. I've forgotten exactly what his job was. And he used the word recession, and he got called into the woodshed by Reagan. And after that, he said, okay, I can't say recession anymore, so I'll just call it a banana.
Yeah, exactly. Using the word bananas instead. Yeah. So I'm not going to use that word recession, but we're getting awfully close to a banana. And,
yeah.
Our indications are that we either may already be in it, or
really?
we're heading into it sooner than many people believe is likely.
Well, the interesting thing is that of course we got the second quarter results.
Yeah.
And are you saying that could be revised again?
No. I think second quarter was our last maybe last positive quarter. We don't know yet.
You're concerned that now third quarter. The third quarter, historically, as I look back, Sam, third quarter of any year is usually, for some reason, a strong quarter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But that's not what you're predicting. I think the quarter as a whole will be positive in the third quarter. The fourth quarter, our indications are that it's unlikely to be positive. And so we measure it actually not by the quarter, but by the month. And
right.
Our last most recent month where our survey concluded the last week of July, and we present as of the 1st of August, indicated that we're in a range. Our principal indicator is the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, and it's in I can explain the formula later, but in any case, it is our primary index, and when it is in this range of 1.5 or less, it is consistent historically, and we've been doing this for 12 years, with being in recession.
It looks back
1 month, it looks forward 2 months.
And how long, I mean, where is that indicator right now?
1.5.
So you're saying you're right on the bubble, aren't you?
We are.
Right on the bubble. So anything below 1.5 is recessionary.
It is. And the direction has been down for 4 months. And it's down in a persuasive way. It's not just down a little bit.
You know, I've often said on the show, whenever we've been coming out of something, out of a tough time, that we might not like the number, but we like the trend.
Yeah.
But in the last quarter, we had 1.5 or whatever. I've forgotten what the growth
was. Yeah, about 1.5.
We might like the number, but since it's lower than the first quarter, we don't like the trend.
Well, right.
And that's what you're saying today.
And yeah, the trend has gotten worse. My judgment based on the Tatum survey is that we'll be less than 1% in the third quarter, and the fourth quarter as a total quarter will be either negative or right at zero.
And of course, a recession is just a technical term. And also, of course, you can't have a recession technically unless there are two quarters of negative growth.
Yes, even that technically, it's a group of economists who determine approximately a year after the fact when the recession began, mm-hmm. and a year after the fact when the recession ended. So, what we have to say is not recession or banana, but we have to say a period of negative GDP growth.
I think there are plenty of people right now, even as you and I speak, Sam, who say recession, banana, you know, whatever, this is a tough time right now.
It's tough. It's been a slow recovery, and now that's endangered.
And instead of continuing whatever expansion we had going, it seems like we're retrenching a little bit. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and get into some specifics of the Tatum Survey with our good friend Sam Norwood. And that, by the way, that's TatumLLC.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.